Welcome back, everyone, to Everyday Health Hacker. I am Dr. Lisa Leal, family medicine board certified, and can't wait to share with you this week's topics. This week, we're going to actually do a two-part segment on relationship with your doctor. You know, one of the things that we always want in relationship is honesty, loyalty, and we also want to have the time to actually not feel rushed when we're talking to them. So we're going to talk about corporate medicine and what that compares to in private practice. So we hope that you'll stay tuned today, comment, like, and subscribe.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, and this awesome young lady next to me is the amazing Dr. Lisa Leal.
Oh, you're so sweet. Welcome back. It is another afternoon in the beautiful state of Texas.
That's right. Dr. Leal, Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugarland, Texas, where everybody wants to be. We might get some rain one of these days.
Yes, we're looking forward to it this weekend.
Our goal is to provide you with information that you can use to make informed health decisions and smart ones and good ones. And you know, one of the biggest deals right now, Doc, is the relationship with your doctor. That's a big deal. You know, we have a great relationship and we've been friends for years and things like that. But we start off as patients and doctors.
Right.
And not everybody has that relationship, and it's really tough. And and insurance is dictating everything, and doctors are having struggling to stay in business. And at my age, a lot of my doctor friends that have retired.
That's
and
right.
You get these young folks that are come in and they just bought the practice. They have bills.
Or they've gone to work with
corporate.
Or they are taking what I call a chapter out, where a lot of them might have children and they need to stay home with their children. So they're doing maybe online doctoring, or they are being administrative doctoring. So there's a lot of different fields out there. And, you know, we've got to find, I always share with all my patients, you know, you become part of my family here at Meridian. And I want to talk about that today is like, you know, the relationship that you have with your doctor, and ask the question, do you have a relationship with your doctor? And what does that mean? What is that definition?
Right. And then just like if to call your doctor, like you can call a certain doctor and call here. Somebody answers the phone, a real person, and they answer the phone. If they don't, okay, and you guys are busy, and they'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Yes.
15 minutes, something like that.
The beauty of technology, because here, if you leave a message, there's four of us that immediately get that same, and then the four of us communicate together of who has it.
Right.
So that we can be very quick on getting things. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, like in calling us, you know, we might send out that medication, but the pharmacy may not even have the medication. You know, there's a lot of little trials and tribulations that our patients are going through today, post-COVID and even pre-COVID. You know, there's medications that have gone generic, so the labeled medication's not available and the generic medication's not even available yet at the market or at the pharmacy, which I'm calling the market. You have pharmacists that are calling us, the doctor, asking us for the diagnosis on the patient for different medications. Funny thing that happened this morning, I have to share this with everybody. Had a pharmacist that called me from a very well-known pharmacy and said, you know, I need to know the diagnosis. And we have e-scripts. So on e-scripts, I usually write a little paragraph for new medications, or maybe if they're a Schedule 2. And a Schedule 2 medication might mean an ADD medication, might mean a pain medication, but they have some different rules. And I want the pharmacist to know why we are doing it for that patient. So I said, yes, that's ICD-10 code G89.4 M54.5. And she said, well, what is that? And I said, just to clarify, you are a pharmacist, right? And I said, and you have to put diagnosis codes for your patients. Yes, ma'am. And I said, okay, well, let me explain what they are. You know, because in the morning I pray for grace, that I have grace and that I get grace.
Let me help you do your job.
That I hear and that I listen. So I was like, okay, well, this means this, this means that. And I put in a little paragraph there that explained that he's just been placed with a stimulator placed. And she's like, I said, do you know what that is? She goes, no, ma'am, I don't know what a stimulator is. And I said, well, that's an implantable device that the interventional anesthesiologist for pain management place inside their body that stimulates the nerve so that they have a decreased signal of pain to their brain.
Ooh.
And so you know what is the result of that? They get to take less pain meds because they don't need it. So it's a wonderful way of all of us communicating, but yet the pharmacist wants to control what we're doing. She said, you know, that's a lot of medications. And I said, let's go back 3 months. He was on X amount. He's on less than half now. You can't make a person go completely off when we're still making the right, you know, every stimulator has a program. So it might take you're 3 to 5 programs before we find it. Person has a better quality of life now. They're working. They have less medications. It's all a positive, positive. However, if that patient didn't have a good relationship with me to where I can take that phone call out of the cold, and we have just as many patients as other doctors, you know, but it's about getting to know my patient so that, and that's Dr. Denali, in case y'all are hearing a bark in the back. Yes. She's really excited to see somebody that's come in. And she's also a wonderful relationship builder here at the office too. So come meet her. If you don't want to meet me, you can meet her, Dr. Denali. And the key is in building a relationship is that we want to have an open communication where you can share what you need to share, not problem number one. If you have a list of problems 3 through 5, you know what? We're going to listen to those because this is about taking care of all of you from head to toe.
Yeah, because problem 5 might be related to problem 1.
It usually is. And usually I like to take the list from you because I can see it really quickly. And then if I have my pen, I'll draw lines and highlight so that you're able to see the whole problem in the picture.
Sure.
I had a lady this morning that said, you know, I think my problem stems from X. I was like, you know, that's a possibility. But it could also be from the last 10 years. We've talked about smoking. We've talked about nutrition. We've talked about exercise. How are you doing on those three? Yeah, exactly. I got silence. Because that person hadn't started on those things. And I said, you know what? Today's a new day. Let's hit the reset. Let's hit the reboot button. What can we do now? And you know what? Since you sent me that information, I'm going to look at it. I may not watch all 3 videos that you sent me, but if you just send me a highlighted version of what you learned, I'm glad to look into ResearchGate and see if that's a good fit for you. And if it's not, I know 3 infectious disease, I know 3 GI people that I really like and really trust that I can send you to.
Right.
So again, it's feeling comfortable to bring new information that a lot of doctors kind of like, I'm not going to even look at that, is what she had shared with me. And she's known me a long time, so I was like, let's take a look at it together. Let me read through it, and tomorrow our office is going to give you a call, and we'll share what our next steps are.
That's easy, because not everybody feels that. I want to tell the doctor, maybe about this. This is what I think. It's always great to hear it from the customer, the patient. They know themselves. It may be 1 out of 10. They might be right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They may tell you something, you're going, well, dang, that really could be it.
And, you know, the interesting part about, you know, I love it when patients bring things, you know, just reading an article yesterday morning about AI diagnosing a little boy who was 9 years old and he had spinal cord tethering, which is a very rare conditioning, but was suffering from pain, was having difficulty walking. And they put it through an AI program and it put it together. But what was sad is that it was 19 doctors that didn't communicate together. Yeah. If all 19 doctors got on a Zoom call, because guess what? We can do that today, and just said, hey, let's review this case together. That's why it's so important that your doctor and the doctors that they refer, that they actually get to know each other and build a relationship. Because as you know, I've sent you to other doctors for your knee replacement, things like that. And I'll get a message back saying, you know, hey, I saw Mr. Mike today and this is what we did and this is our plan. And they can call me at any time. They can text me. They can email me. We have different programs that we can do that. But the key is that I want a relationship with a patient. And I want a relationship with my referring doctors so that we're one big family and we can all communicate and find things that we can do for the better health of that individual. Because then that allows the person to be able to work, be part of a society, be a better mom, be a better dad, be a better uncle, a better brother, a better sister. And we get to do this together. So that's why I call it the Meridian family.
You know, that's great, because sometimes you call these doctors and you have to get through the phone system. That's the first obstacle. But besides, if you have an emergency, dial 911. Don't, you know, I don't know why they put that in there. But either way, there must be somebody dumb
legal.
Enough.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, somebody must be dumb enough. Either way, I cut my leg off. I'm calling here. But either way, the point is I've got to find, I finally get to a person where I can leave a message for the doctor to call me. And you end up leaving a message with their assistant or their PA or their some of the assistants. And I don't get a call till at the end of the day before they leave, they call you back. And it's too late to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And you just reminded me of 2 things.
Well, there you
a
go.
Lot of patients don't know that it's an emergency and they should call 911. Sometimes it's our medical staff that needs to share that and say, look, we need to call 911. You stay on the phone with us. We're going to call 911, let them know where you are, and we're going to call whoever your emergency contact is. So when you see those forms for emergency contacts, I encourage you, you've got to fill it out, because sometimes we have to call them. I had a patient the other day, and she's like, you know, I need to come in and see you. It's like, well, what's going on there? She's like, I can't stop throwing up. Well, number one, it's going to be hard to get in to see a person. They're not going to be able to make it over here. I'm like, look, sweetheart, go straight to the ER. Just go straight to the ER. Let's get some liquids in you. I can get stat labs. They're going to call me. I can get a CT. Within an hour, all of that can be done. Now, granted, you guys that are watching or listening might say, oh, that can't be done. I promise you, there are ERs that can have that done. And the one in our area is St. Michael's. So kudos to St. Michael's. I really appreciate them. They're a small hospital, small ER. They're blocks away from where we are, and they take care of our patients and give us a call and let us know that they're there. And we call them, letting them know that they're on their way. So I really appreciate that. And again, it goes back to relationship with the patient and relationship with our referring individuals.
That's it. And if you have an ER, and she will call them and read them the Riot Act, and they will get to you right away. And they were like, I don't know who you called, but this lady's on the phone, and she's going to come down there and shake us, you know. So we're going to take care of you next.
That's right. So, you know, relationship's really important. So in our next segment, we're going to be talking about what happens when you're out of relationship and what are the steps that you can do to keep you, yourself, and your family safe.
Good idea. All right, folks, if you have any questions, anything you want us to tackle, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We'd be glad to check it out. As always, have a great week, and check out
yes.
segment 2. More to come.
More to come.